Okay, Parakei Mishnah Ches. Mishnah says, Yein Nesach Aser, Yein Nesach, so again, this is wine that was used for libations, for an Avodah Zarah, is Aser. It is prohibited. What do we mean when we say it's prohibited? We mean that it's Aser Bahana. It's prohibited to have any benefit from this Yein Nesach. But not only that, says the Mishnah, V'oser B'kol Shehu, and it prohibits other things with a Kol Shehu, with any amount. In other words, even if a little droplet of Yein Nesach makes its way into something else and mixes together with it so that we can't discern the Yain Nesach from it, it prohibits the whole other item. In other words, like before we talked about how, let's say, you had grapes, that if the Yain Nesach fell on top of grapes and the grapes were still connected to their stems and they had no cracks in them, so then you can easily wash them off. But if the Yain Nesach mixes into something in such a way where it's now indiscernible, so it can prohibit that item with a Kol Shehu. And we're going to illustrate this in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Yain b'yayin u'mayim b'mayim b'kol shehu. If we have a mixture of wine with wine, or water with water, b'kol shehu. What does that mean? What that means is that if you have a little bit of yayin nesach that falls into, that makes its way into another barrel of wine, or if you have water that was used for nesachim, it was used for libations for an avodah zarah, and that falls into a great big barrel of water, how much water, how much of this yayin nesach, or the mayim that was used for nesachim, how much of that water or that wine would it take in order to prohibit, to make that whole barrel aser bahana? The answer is, b'kol shehu. All it takes is any amount, even a droplet of wine, of yayin nesach, that falls into the barrel of wine, that would make the entire barrel of wine aser. And similarly, if you have the waters that were used for nesachim, and even a little droplet of water falls into a great big barrel of water, the whole barrel of water becomes aser. Yain b'mayim, but if you have wine mixed together with water, in other words, if you have yain nesach that gets mixed into a cup of water, or mayim b'yain, or if you have some water that was used for nesachim from an avodah zarah, was used as libations for an avodah zarah, and that gets mixed into wine, so regular kosher wine, b'nosin tam, with the amount that it takes to give a flavor. In other words, what this means is that when you have wine that's yayin nesach that falls into a cup of water, how much wine would it take in order to make that water prohibited? The answer is, it would take not a kol shehu, but it would take the amount of wine that it takes to contribute a flavor, to leave a flavor, to impart the water with a flavor. That's how much wine it takes to aser the water. And similarly, with water that makes its way into wine. Now, says the Mishnah, Zehaklal, this is the rule. Min bimino, if you have one type with its type, one kind with its kind, bimashuhu, all it takes is a mashuhu, any amount. Vishalo bimino, but if we're dealing with something that's mixed together with something that's not its type, binosin tam, is with the amount of that it takes to give a flavor, to contribute flavor. In other words, this is the rule of thumb from our Mishnah. The rule of thumb is that when you have two likes that are mixing together, so wine with wine, yayin nesach falling into, getting mixed together with other wine, how much wine does it take? Well, that's a case of min bimino, one type with its same type, and therefore how much does it take? A mashahu. It takes only a mashahu of wine in order to prohibit, in order to make all the wine aser. But if we have a case of, let's say, wine, yayin nesach falling into water, so how much wine is it going to take? Well, it's going to be a case of min v'shalom amino, right? Or min, as we would say, min b'shein amino, where you have a type, one type of thing mixing together, one substance mixing into something else that's not the same type, so wine with water, how much would it take? It would take a nosin tam, the amount of wine that it would take to contribute a flavor. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? We said is that there is a big stringency with regard to yayin nesach, and that is that for yayin nesach to prohibit something else, so when it gets mixed into something else, how much wine does it take in order to aser it? So we said in the Mishnah, we gave a blanket rule at the beginning where we said that it has the ability to prohibit b'kol shehu with any amount. But we illustrate that, we flesh that out a little bit, and we say that, well, it depends. If it's a min bimino, if it's wine falling into wine, in other words, yayin nesach falling into a barrel of kosher wine, so how much wine does it take? It takes a mashahu, a kol shehu. But if it's wine falling into water, a case of min b'sha'in amino, so then how much does it take? It takes a nesinas tam, the amount of wine that it would take to contribute a flavor to that water in order for the water to become aser. Okay.